Friday. It is the John Curley and it's Sherry, isn't it? Don't tell me.
It's Sherry, yeah.
All right. So you get a good fake radio name. Should you let the listeners give you a good fake radio name?
Sure, I'm up for that.
All right. Text in a good fake radio name for Sherry. It's John Curley and Sherry waiting to hear from you.
Yeah.
MyNorthWest.com. You can also text as well. Come on in the state room. We text line 1-888-973-5476 or Cairo. We do want to hear from you. Driving end of the day! Spent a lot of money on the board and the animals. You hear the animals around?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, wow.
This one that's great. There's that one. They're all around the pond.
I know. They're nice.
Sometimes, if you don't feed them.
Well.
All right. You want to get Hannah in here?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be weird if you said no?
Then what would you do?
That would be interesting. I would bring her in. Let you two go at it. All righty. H. Scott, look at you working the late hour. This is when everybody's listening to the Tom, John, Curly, Sherry
yeah.
show.
Welcome. I'm excited about
your
show.
Well, thank
you. Good.
Oh,
welcome, Sherry.
Sherry, okay.
Yeah. Thank
I
met
you,
both
Hannah.
Of you as a team.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Well, I don't know.
By the way, see. Tom's still doing commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I won't miss his voice.
Yeah. It would be awkward if Tom got fired. Then it's like, oh, my God, Tom's doing Tomcast. Quick, get it off the air.
It's a very different vibe.
Very different.
Yes.
All right, so apparently we are, what do we need? There's still time to shop for Omicron?
Omicron, now you made me, I can't say it, because I keep thinking it's a transformer like a Decepticon. Mm-hmm. It's Omicron, I think. Yes, but so we had the update from the governor today, and he did talk about the new variant. He got there, but first he wanted to hit a couple of other points. The most important, he wanted to start off with this.
I'd like to congratulate the Washington State Cougars on their victory in the Apple Cup. It was an honor to present the Apple Cup to new coach Jake Dickert. And I think all of us were rightfully inspired by the Cougar football team that overcame a lot of adversity during their season and had a great Apple Cup. We want to look forward to Kalen DeBoer's tenure at the University of Washington, and we can't wait for the next Apple Cup.
So there you go. A lot of turmoil, of course, before the Apple
Are those
Cup.
Apple, were those apples with maggots or Apple Cup without maggots?
Oh, stop it. I didn't get to ask that question, but I did get to ask a question.
Whoa!
I know!
Why are we burying this at the 5 o'clock hour?
No. Here we go.
All right.
After the Apple Cup, the next most important thing you wanted to hit was the flooding that we've had here and all of the weather, of course,
Listen,
the problem
climate
with that
change,
is...
And I think what we saw during the last couple of weeks is
climate change.
The really disastrous face of climate change.
There it is. Ding, ding. Where's the buzzer?
I got it.
State yet again. And it is so painful to me to see and visit, as I did, one of the homes where the Nooksack River went right through the picture window. And know that those folks and more people will be victimized by climate change in the upcoming years.
Done.
Victimized
there you go.
By it. Yeah.
There you go. And he went on for quite some time about that. Essentially what he was
Shocking.
Saying, setting up, you know, he's going to propose his budget here on the 13th, I believe, of December. And he, you know, didn't say anything specific, but said you can expect some proposals in that area. You know, we've got a $3.6 billion more dollars, I think, than expected for this particular budget cycle. And I think he's looking to spend some of that on climate change.
Is that federal money or is that state money that he took from the
taxpayers? It's all state money now.
Yeah.
It's all state money now.
Right. I got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. On the virus, though, that was much of what he did go into. Actually, one other thing I want to hit that I don't have a cut on that he did say is that he is in talks right now with state lawmakers on a possible pause on the implementation of the Washington Cares Fund, the long-term care tax, right? We've talked about that before. It's going to start coming out everybody's check in January. They're
including yours, Sherry.
I know. We discovered that.
Yes.
There could be a pause. He said he would back that. He's in negotiations with lawmakers to try to figure that out because he, too, believes some fixes might be necessary. So stay tuned on that.
Did he sign it?
He did sign it.
Oh.
He did sign it.
Okay.
But, like, they don't know that there's problems until next session, usually.
Oh, I see. Okay. So he signed it into law.
It. Yeah,
I got
did.
You. Okay. Fine. Just checking.
On the Omicron.
Yes. Omicron. There is much we don't know yet about Omicron.
Who? What?
We know that you have more information in the upcoming weeks.
All right.
Omicron.
But the one thing we know about Omicron, and this is a certainty, it makes sense to get vaccinated today, no matter what we find out about Omicron. Because right today, we're threatened by Delta.
Oh.
It would be really sad if people lose their lives today because they've been killed by the Delta variant while they're worrying about Omicron. Delta's killing people today.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, so can't keep
that's,
track.
It's a lot going on.
By the way, how many different times did he pronounce Omicron?
I only heard that particular pronunciation just the one time. It was like he dropped
the letter.
So,
how many more days do we have to shop for Omicron? Is it like, is it coming in 10 days or when does it get here? Do you know?
Somewhere in the neighborhood of about 10 to 14 days is, I think, before it shows up or before they know exactly what it does. I think they'll have a better understanding of what, you know, whether it's more contagious, whether it makes you more sick, whether it's more resistant to the vaccine in a couple of weeks is the idea I have been hearing. When it arrives, a lot of people I've heard from think it's probably already here. They just don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But they have the genomic sequencing going on, and they say they're in good shape, you know, keeping an eye out for that. But they only take like 10% of those cases. I think the state health secretary said during this health this press conference today that they're upping that somewhere into the 25% rate. So they're doing all the work that they can and trying to keep up with when it's going to get here, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Everybody banging that same drum. You got to worry about the Delta. You got to get vaccinated and you got to get the boosters and you got to get your kids vaccinated. All of that.
Yeah.
He was asked, hey, Governor, do you think that you're going to be implementing a mandate for boosters? He said it wasn't anything he had yet seriously thought about, but was quick to say, I can't rule it out.
Sure.
So there's that.
The guy in the United States, by the way, double vaccinated, and he has the Omicron.
Right.
Yeah. But again, get vaccinated.
A lot we don't know. The other thing.
Here's what we do know, Hannah.
Yes.
We do know that there will be variants of this. And they come and they go and they come and they go. And then every couple of weeks, they're going to tell us to get vaccinated. They're going to tell us to get the booster. Then another one's going to come and everybody's going to get scared. And then eventually people are going to be like, that's what happens.
Well, I read today there was a doctor that had gotten Omicron.
Yeah. Let's call it O.
Oh, okay.
Keep struggling.
Okay.
Keep going. Go ahead.
And he talked about what he went through.
Ah.
And it really, he said that he had been vaccinated two times. Mm-hmm. I think he may have even gotten the booster. I'm not sure.
Yeah, sure.
And I think he was in Israel, maybe. And he said that really he had a sore throat, some muscle aches, and he was okay. He said he couldn't believe he got as sick as he did, even though it was relatively mild based on the fact that he had been so vaccinated. But nothing has suggested that this is a very serious form of the disease.
It
might
be highly
more transmissible.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they don't know that yet. That's what I'm saying.
No, the woman, the doctor that found it in South Africa said, calm down, everybody. Yes, you can get it.
Yeah.
Yes, more people get it. Yes, being vaccinated is not going to protect you from it, but it doesn't seem to be that serious.
Yeah. That's
it's not killing that many people, but it doesn't matter.
But they don't know because there's the lag. Remember, we always talk about
I understand
about
the lag, but I also understand the media. The media needs this thing to just keep going. Everybody needs to be screaming and yelling. Here is Omicron. A lot of music underneath it as well. That's the sound of it. And it's 30 protein, and then it's got this thing that gets you. I remember one time I was in Madison. No, I was in over in 42nd and Lex. What's the part of 42nd and Lex? And there's the train station there. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, because it happened all the time, the fire alarm went off, Hannah. And it used to go off all the time. And I remember I started running because the fire alarm and we're underground there at 42nd and Lex. So I start running. And then I look at there's no one else running. And this one guy goes, what are you running for? I said, that's a fire alarm. That fire. He goes, it goes off all the time. There's something wrong with it. And everybody was just walking around. Nobody. But I hadn't heard the fire alarm thing before. So to me, this was a big deal. And as I'm running, I feel stupid. So then I start jogging and then I drop it down to like a slow, quick walk. And then I'm just walking with everybody else just to walk out.
This will happen over and over and over again. We'll have Fauci come on until he dies, and we'll be told over and over again, there's another variant, until finally it doesn't make the news anymore. Do you disagree or agree with that, Hannah?
I think that I don't completely disagree, but I don't know. I think it's going to be around for a while, and round it goes. I will say this, though. I expected, when I heard about Omicron first in the national media, I expected us to have kind of the beginning press conferences like we used to have, where you get the big doom and gloom from the governor and you know, this is what's going to happen if we don't do this and we don't do that. I was pleasantly surprised. It really wasn't that. It was still kind of sticking to the main point. Delta's the problem. Get your vaccine, and not a lot of don't panic, really. Don't panic. So I was pleasantly surprised with that myself.
Did you know Sherry is a hypochondriac?
I did not.
I am.
She is.
We're going to get along great.
10 feet away from each other.
Right.
So she is all boosted and this and that, and you're all in on it.
Well,
Are you losing sleep?
You have your booster?
Yes, I got my booster. I agree with you. It is a little bit of the boy who cried wolf here, where there is a lot of media attention to things because we all are so inundated with the Delta stuff that they have to mix it up a little bit, right? But I don't think...
Here's some more Delta coming at you.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
18 after the hour.
I am a little bit worried about it, but what makes me feel better about it is the fact that it doesn't seem to be that severe. So even if you can't get vaccinated against it right now, should you get sick from it, it doesn't sound like at the moment it's anything worse than getting the flu or getting any kind of just regular
But how
bug.
Does it make you feel any better knowing that the guy that has it here in the United States is double vaccinated and might have been boosted vaccinated as well? So the vaccine is not working on this.
Well, the vaccine
doesn't even seem to work on Delta, because people get Delta, they get both things, and then they get the Delta virus.
No, there's always those standout alone cases,
right,
too, that you can't make it be the same.
And the objective here is to not get that sick. So for me, at least I know that I've been vaccinated against the one that's truly deadly, which is the Delta variant. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay about that. This one comes along. You know, I mean, and it's going to happen. It's just going to keep mutating, and we're going to have to deal with it over and over and over again.
Should we be warned about it every 3 weeks?
Well,
another variant comes out. Is this the way we want to live? That we have the government, and then also Joe Biden has said, you know, I haven't decided yet. It's off the table. The idea of, you know, mandates and
no lockdowns,
lockdowns.
That.
Yeah, so it's off the table now, which means it could possibly go back on the table. And the same thing with Inslee. It's all about control.
That.
It's all about control.
And listen.
Keep everybody scared.
And I didn't get that. I really, really didn't get that vibe. Having been through this with the governor for the last couple of years, I did not get that vibe from him. I really didn't today. It was he was asked, you know, are you going to agree with what the president said and not have any lockdowns and not, you know, do any things, more mandates and things like that. And he said, I'm not going to say, you know, no chance ever. He goes, but it's not anything that we've even discussed at this point. And he said, I want to point out, we are not currently in a lockdown. He wanted to remind everyone of that.
Okay.
I think that this particular variant had, I'm going to mess up the science here, but it was something about 30 spike proteins, and that's what makes it possible to do something that we haven't seen before. Okay. That's possibly the big thing that they worry about. So it sounds like maybe that's not it. We have to wait and see. I want to hit one more thing, and I won't play the sound because I know my quality is really bad for some reason. Mm-hmm. But he did talk about the U.S. Supreme Court and the battle over the right to choose. And he came out and he said nearly a minute that basically don't think you're safe just because you're here in the progressive state of Washington, where we have rights that protect us for the right to choose, because we're going to be under attack. And he didn't really say by whom, but he said, don't think they're not coming for us. And I'm going to stand up and fight as long as I can. I need all of you to mobilize and be with me. And you can't be passive. And then when he was asked about it a bit later, he said, who was it that we're fighting? And he said the Republicans. And then I followed up with a question and I said, are you basically saying that in order to protect our right to choose, we need to make sure we vote Democrat in the next election? To which he replied, yes.
Okay, there you go. Good for you, Hannah.
Yeah, good question.
It was a good soundbite. I wish I had
That's
better
all right.
quality.
I felt like I was there. You did the whole thing with
See,
hand puppets.
Play by
it
play.
Really
I'm
worked.
In the wrong business.
Thank you. I like when she imitates the governor. Thank you, Hannah. All righty. That's right. You got to fight those Republicans. Imagine if we will talk about it coming up at 4:30, the idea of if they flip this thing and they throw it back to the states, I think there's 24 states, very, very restrictive when it comes to abortion, so then it would be up to the states. So then it becomes an issue when someone's running against somebody else in the state of Washington. I would like to be able to have this, this, and this when it comes to abortion, and the opponent or the guy that the person or woman the person's running against gets to say, well, I'd like to do this and this. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's a local issue. Then it's right. a state issue, right? It's either legislative or it's judicial. The legislative or judicial. And all of a sudden, it stepped in 1974, went into judicial, and then all of a sudden, they look at the Constitution. You have a right to abortion. They kick it back to the states, and the states get a chance to decide.
Yeah, and this is it's on the brink. It nobody knows at this point where it's gonna end up, but it's definitely more threatened than it has been ever before.
Mm-hmm. They said there could be three possible outcomes. I'll tell you what those are. All right. By the way, I do want to play this before I say goodbye. We have time real quick.
Yes.
This is Tracy's Traffic. Okay, so we played a really emotional song.
Yeah.
That we had written. Do we have to do this now?
Do you want me to save it when you're not here? I am a huge fan of yours.
Tracy, you were the talk of the town yesterday. Everybody was talking about how sweet you were and how nice it was.
But you are such a professional.
Yes.
You fought through the tears.
That's right.
I spent the last 30 minutes.
Yes.
I spent the last 30 minutes of like the evening and like I even sobbed during dinner with my husband. He's like, why are you crying? I'm like, this was like my favorite. I couldn't pull it together.
Okay. Don't listen. It'll make you cry.
Tracy Daly, go to traffic for us. Here we go.
I don't know how to do traffic because I sobbed through the whole thing. I like legitimately sobbed through the whole thing. Oh my gosh. I can't believe it's happening. Okay. It is slow southbound on I-5 for drivers coming through.
By the way, this is yesterday's traffic.
I know, it's going to be confusing.
Yeah.
Let's not confuse everybody.
Yeah. Sean did that. That was not me, Tracy. That was mean
spirit. That's okay, because I'm tearing up right now.
Okay, all right, let's do regular traffic. But we play repeat traffic from 3 days ago, everybody.
And it's all the same. I was a traffic reporter, so I know
hey,
that.
Hey.
Sorry.
Don't say that, Tracy. It's an art form.
You haven't lived in Seattle. It is not the same.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for 20 years.
Come in with your, it's all the same attitude. Tracy has an original traffic report right now. Tracy.
Sorry, Tracy.
Every day. It's all different. Okay.
Here we go. Bucky's Auto Service Centers. We got 16 locations. They've been around for 51 years. It's Bucky's Auto Service Centers. By the way, we had a guy write in and do a great, who was it? Was it Sean in Arlington? Did the Bucky's Auto Service Centers jingle?
Oh, yeah. He also wrote us a Kraken song.
How is that Kraken thing? I haven't.
We've got to load that one. Yeah, he's worked really hard on it.
Got it. Bucky's Auto Service Centers. 16 locations. I'll be quizzing later on this one, Sherry. How many years Bucky's Auto Service Centers?
51.
And woo, look at you.
Yeah.
Showing off. Okay, abortion now. The decision will be made in June. It's amazing we get all this sound. Normally, you have it and like you can't find it or they hold the sound back, but we get a chance to listen to the oral arguments that are occurring right now. So basically, it's going to get down to Roe and Casey, the two cases, 74, and I think the other one was like 90-something like that, 93 or 92. And the court now has an opportunity to be able to say, is this something that should have been before us in the first place? Should we have made this decision? And should the Constitution somehow we find that a woman has a right to abortion? So now you're going to get, I think that, what's the slant on this? Is it three on the left still left over? I think so, right?
Yes,
that would go.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Sotomayor is in there, and she's talking about the viability of the fetus.
The viability is not tethered to anything in the Constitution, in history, or tradition. It's a quintessentially legislative line.
So the legislative line was they decided back in 74, was it 24 weeks, right? They
broke it up. 23 weeks. Yeah.
23, 24 weeks. Yeah. They said, okay, at that point, anything before that, abortion, fine. After that, there. So this is I think they're all men, 1974. Yeah, they were all the justices were men. They said, it's right there. There's the line right there. It's going to be right there. It's not constitutional. You can't find it anywhere in the Constitution, but you had these guys come up with the idea that right there, that's going to be the line, anything before, anything after, there we go.
Right.
Not in the Constitution. There you go.
So there's so much that's not in the Constitution, including the fact that we have the last word, Marbury versus Madison. There is not anything in the Constitution that says that the Supreme Court, is the last word on what the Constitution means. It's totally novel at that time. And yet, what the court did was reason from the structure of the Constitution that that's what was intended. And here in Casey and in Roe, the court said there is inherent in our structure that there are certain personal decisions that belong to individuals and the states can't intrude on them.
The viability line discounts and disregards state interests, and the undue burden standard has all of the problems that
we emphasize. How is your interest anything but a religious view? The issue of when life begins has been hotly debated by philosophers since the beginning of time.
Well, we know when it ends. Mm-hmm. So here we go. There are three things that could possibly happen. One, they decide they're going to overturn. Flat out, they accept Mississippi and they decide they're going to overturn everything. Two, they could narrow the Mississippi one.
Right.
Right. And they say, well, 15 weeks and they have to get in there to mess it around with it. Or they simply decide, no, we're going to leave everything as it is and kick Mississippi out and everything stays exactly where it is.
Right. And John Roberts wants to, quote unquote, compromise on this. What he wants to do is move the viability line to 15 weeks. And he thinks that way you can continue to keep abortion legal, but you would have to obviously, you know, you couldn't go past 15 weeks. And so that would uphold the Mississippi law.
Right.
And remember, this is all based, all of this is based basically, I think it was in 1965 or something like that. It was Griswold versus Connecticut, which was about privacy.
Yeah.
And it got down to contraception. And in Connecticut, you couldn't buy contraception because they felt that it would terminate a pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And so this was about sexual privacy. And so a lot of these laws, what they're concerned about is with Roe v. Wade and also even gay marriage. When you get into these privacy concerns, that when it's challenged or if it's overturned, you could also then create a slippery slope where they could then challenge gay marriage and some other things because this sexual privacy issue comes into play.
Well, they should question the gay marriage and throw that back to the states, let the states decide. I think overwhelmingly the states would make the decision that they have no problem with gay marriage. To all of a sudden look inside the Constitution and say you have a right to dignity. There's nothing in there on that one, and the same thing on this. The biggest question is, does the sitting Supreme Court overturn this? And if they overturn it, does it all of a sudden seem like, oh my gosh, we were wrong, right? Brown versus the Board of Education. There are ones that they had in there that was basically legalizing segregation. And then they said, this is stupid. Why do we have this? Mm-hmm. They flipped these things. So that's what Brett Kavanaugh talked about today. He's like, look, we can change our minds.
I think the other side would say that the core problem here is that the court has been forced by the position you're taking and by the cases to pick sides on the most contentious social debate in American life, and to do so in a situation where they say that the Constitution is neutral on the question of abortion, the text and history, that the Constitution's neither pro-life nor pro-choice on the question of abortion, and they would say, therefore, it should be left to the people, to the states, or to Congress. And I think they also then continue, because the Constitution is neutral, that this court should be scrupulously neutral on the question of abortion, neither pro-choice nor pro-life. But because they say the Constitution doesn't give us the authority, we should leave it to the states and we should be scrupulously neutral on the question. And that they are saying here, I think, that we should return to a position of neutrality on that contentious social issue rather than continuing to pick sides.
It's 50-some years that they've since the ruling of this thing, right? And still there's marches every single year in January, half a million, whatever, go down there and scream and yell about this thing, right? If it goes back to the states, what do you think happens?
I think if it goes back to the state, it's going to be, it states it's a terrible thing. I think that absolutely this should
be. State of Washington would be legal.
Well, state of Washington would be legal, but other
California.
States wouldn't be. And so women, their ability to choose would be greatly restricted in many, many places. And I think that would be tragic. I really do. I think that you have to consider the fact that this is, you know, like you said, 50 years to turn back the clock. I've never believed this should be politicized. It should always be a medical decision between a woman and her doctor.
So let the states decide.
Well, I think it should remain, Roe v. Wade should remain a constitutional right for women. I think if the states were left to decide, there would be many states that would decide against it,
mm-hmm.
and effectively limiting women to what they could, for them to be able to make that medical choice. And I think that's wrong. Very wrong.
I think you would probably be surprised at the number of states that would have some restrictions but would still allow for abortion. I think there would be some states that would flat out no.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then you'd have enough women that would push for it, and men as well, that would begin to say, no, 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 there has to be something in place.
Yeah. But think about the women that wouldn't have access to it.
I understand.
And they wouldn't be able to travel or go somewhere, and then they would have a pretty big dilemma there.
And they're going to keep bringing it up unless they kicks it back to the people. All right. Tracy Taylor's looking at traffic.
Mailbag?
He wins. Stuff sort of left over.
Yeah, there's set to be some cleanup.
Yeah, apparently.
Cleanup on
aisle 5.
Yeah.
All right. Jacob said he went online to find a new mailman song. What'd you put in the Googleating machine?
A mailman song.
All right. Here we go.
I am happy. I am gay. I can come 10 times a day because I'm your mailman. I'll grab your knockers, ring your bell. Don't you think?
Okay. The hell?
Sorry, I didn't realize it was double entendres all the way through.
Did you listen to the entire cut?
Yeah, I listened to. I just thought, yeah, that's.
Let's see how long it will play it until they fire you.
That's kind of swell. I'm your mailman. I can come in any kind of weather. That's because my sack is made of leather.
Okay.
Wow.
I shake up. How far into the song do you listen?
I thought mailman.
You Googled in mailman song, and that's what you got.
Yes.
That's like something I would find. Oh, Jacob, you're the producer.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I thought it was just a nice, pleasant song about mailmen. I didn't realize. I didn't think it through.
Holy cow.
We should have stuck with the old mailman.
This is a song we're going to sing for you.
Yeah.
We fire you.
Okay.
Another day.
Aww.
Some words to say. He's on his way, I know. And still I stay while seeing I'm wrong.
I said to my friend Jacob, why don't I do this? I'll get online, my complex line, and I'll sing it with you.
Mm-hmm.
He's home is planned.
And he went, no, that's okay. I'm going to call, that's the guy that wrote the song for Tom.
Right.
And amazingly, you wouldn't think, but he also, this is his other one that he came up with.
I can come in any kind of way.
That's how talented he is. No, he's going to write a new song, Jacob, but that's okay. That's
please.
Not X-ray.
Yes.
Gee whizzakers. Sherry, I am sorry.
No, it's okay.
I am sorry.
I'm sorry. It could be interpreted many ways.
Oh, no. No, pretty much one way. All right, we'll get to the letter of the day, but first let's take care of all the rest. Here we go. Oh, it's all about you and your name.
Yeah, well, okay, you know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So a new show, Kyle in Olympia says, am I the first to text the new show? Please, please, fingers crossed, I knew I was.
Just right underneath you, Kyle, actually just ahead of you, was this one. I'm loving the new Sherry and the Garbage Man Drive Time show.
Area code 847 says, hi, can't believe in this day and age you leave the woman's last name off the show. Please do better.
As a woman, why don't you speak for all women now?
play the mailman song again.
Yeah. How's that?
This is the musical interlude while people are running out and calling human resources.
Right.
All right. Joey the Garbage Man says, hey, fellas, wait, this doesn't apply anymore. Anyway, first-time listener, show reminds me a lot of the old Tom and Curly show that used to be in this time slot. But only on Fridays.
Area code 206 says, loving the new John Curley and Sherry Pie show.
Yeah, Sherry Pie show. There we go. More ideas for the name of the show. Nick from Orca says, why not take a nod from the Washington football team and name your show the Washington Radio Show? It's got everything you need. Words.
Right. Fill in the 253 says, got a great name for the show. The smart, fun woman and the guy who breeds mice in his stove show.
By the way, go to our Facebook page where I appeared to be a giant. And Sherry appeared.
It's on the website.
It's on the website?
Yes, I look rather diminutive.
It looks like John and his puppet.
well.
Teeny's not even here anymore, is she?
Oh.
Oh. Sherry?
Okay. Here's the letter of the day.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Here we go. Area code 206 says, when Tom first announced he was leaving,
yes.
My wife said, I bet Sherry takes over. I assured her that Sherry was a very successful voice actor that lives on the East Coast in a large house. It would never co-host a show with someone living...
And now it is time for the letter of the day.
Oh. It's both bad timing, but sweet. Go ahead. Keep going. Okay. I'm sorry.
In an exact replica of the Unabomber cabin. That's true. I had to think about it a little bit, but here I am.
Wait, you have the exact replica of the Unabomber?
I think he's referring to you, John.
Oh, I see.
You with
that's
the
all
mice.
She wrote.
That's all okay. She wrote.
Didn't write.
I'm
no
happy.
Didn't
I'm gay. I can come 10 times a day.
I'm a angel.